Albuquerque. Hamilton Cree felt strangely sentimental as he neatly folded his uniform and placed it into the box resting on the locker room bench. "The last time I'll wear it," he said to himself. "For 5 years I've been a New Mexico Highway Patrol officer, and now it's all over." A pair of his fellow officers were watching him from several lockers away, both wearing nothing but fuzzy white towels around their midsections. "So where are you going, Ham?" asked one of them. "Chicago," Hamilton answered, hardly looking up at them. And he realized that in 5 years he had barely made any friends among the men and women he worked with. 5 years and he was still practically a stranger among them. "What's in Chicago?" asked the other. "Women," said the first. "City women with big boobs and easy ways." "Hey, we got women here," the other officer argued. "Prairie dogs." "Not so loud," the man said, grinning. "The women's lockers are just on the other side of the wall." "The wall you drilled the peephole through?" "Not me. Somebody did. Not that much to see." "Yeah, but Chicago's different. Ham's going to be surrounded by adoring women, ain't you, Ham?" Hamilton said wistfully. "Could be." As he pulled on the trousers of his brand new suit, he noticed that half a dozen other guys had come up behind the half-naked pair. All of them were wearing nothing but towels, too. "So aside from easy-going women, what's in Chicago, Ham?" "A job." "A real job." "What, bouncer in a whorehouse?" Hamilton shook his head and felt his cheeks redden. "No. Private security firm." "You gonna be a rent-a-cop?" "Unicorn Recovery Agency." "Unicorn? They screw virgins, don't they?" Hamilton reached into his locker for the bolo tie his father had given him the day he'd left home for New Mexico. 5 years ago. The old man had died a few months later, and Ham had to fight the highway patrol's brass to get a few days off to go back east for the funeral. "Well, you look great in your new suit, Ham." "Thanks." He pulled on the jacket and studied himself in the mirror inside his locker door. "Not bad," he thought. But the first of the towel-clad officers knitted his brows and said, "I think your suit's a little dirty, though. Don't you guys agree?" "Dirty? What do you mean? I just took it out of the box." Suddenly they made a rush at him. Half a dozen half-naked highway patrol officers grabbed him, kicking and thrashing, and carried him into the shower. Hamilton realized what they were doing and stopped struggling against them. They held him under the shower, soaking him and his new suit. Hamilton just stood there grinning at them. "They like me," he realized. "This is their way of saying goodbye." He almost wished he wasn't leaving them. Almost.